oh, that's a really nice hot cup of tea, and I wonder where they bought that cup of tea, and maybe I should, you know, think about going to that store, and I wonder what brand they got, and that's thinking. You know, we just, oh, it's hot, it's pleasant, that's just recognition. So we try to stay very simple in mindfulness practice, recognize what it is without the elaboration that we tend to do. So if we talked about mindfulness at the beginning, mindfulness of thinking at the beginning, many people would probably just end up thinking more about thoughts. And the idea is that if you can be in your breath and stabilize and calm your mind with the breath to some degree, if you know how to be in your body, be mindful of your body, be embodied, be present for your bodily experience from the inside out, be embodied. If you know how to be present in a useful way for your emotional life, if you have those three things down, it's a lot easier to become aware of your thoughts. If you try to become aware of your thoughts without having those other three first, you're going to be kind of end up being top heavy, or lopsided, or something. It's like, maybe I gave this analogy earlier. It's like a pyramid. A pyramid has a really wide base, and so it's stable. It doesn't topple over very easily. But if you turn the pyramid upside down and have it stand on its on top, it'll probably just fall over, right? So the top of the pyramid is the world of our thinking, near the top. And in order for that thinking to be stable, it needs to be based on this very broad foundation of breath, body, emotions. And unfortunately, I think many people have the pyramid upside down. And that's one of the reasons why many people's lives seem so fragile, so tenuous, or so easily disrupted. Today we're going to, maybe it'll be an adventure in the world of thinking. And for those of you who so wish to, today should be the day that is the most challenging. And because if it's just a matter of stress reduction, just a matter of, you know, getting calmer and being more present for your life, then mindfulness of thinking is a really important part of that. But if you're interested in a spiritual practice, and in Buddhism, mindfulness is part of a spiritual practice, then the mindfulness of thinking, when we start questioning our thinking, and it's questioning the nature of thoughts themselves, what is a thought? What is it to relate to a thought? How is it thinking arises? When you start asking those kinds of questions, it amazingly begins to pull the rug from underneath some of our most cherished ideas that seem to be built on quicksand. But if you don't investigate it, you don't see the quicksand. And so it can also be challenging if you want today. And it's up to you as you listen to this and take it in. So we'll see how it goes. Is that okay? So we'll start with the meditation then. And then at the end of the meditation, we'll do an exercise. But to begin with, we'll just kind of get settled in the basic settling practice of mindfulness. So take an alert posture. And I really want to stress the importance of being careful with your posture and having a posture have some expression of alertness. Sometimes there's even people, I think usually, sometimes people are going to lay down and they have back problems or something. Oh, you're usually the one, right? Yeah. Yep. But even laying down, you can have an alert way of being laying down. You know, it's a little different, but some way that you're kind of consciously here in your body. And then once with that posture that's upright, and maybe even a sense of strength in the posture, then gently close your eyes and let yourself relax. And one of the ways of relaxing is to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Breathing in deeply into the chest, deep down into your belly. Filling up the rib cage, front and back. Back rib cage, shoulder blades can open and stretch. And then as you exhale, relax, let go. Breathing in as deeply as comfortable, as fully as comfortable, to really stretch maybe the muscles of the torso so they become a little bit freer, a little looser for later when you meditate. Perhaps opening up the front of the chest as you breathe in. And as you exhale more fully than usual, to let the shoulders soften and relax. It's interesting sometimes to have some softening happen around your shoulder blades. And then let your breath slowly return to normal, making no special effort to breathe in any particular way, being at ease. And you might scan your body to see if there's any tension or holding that might be easy to let go of or soften. The area of the forehead and the eyes. The jaws. And again, the shoulders. It's particularly useful to soften the belly. Let it be relaxed, soft. We have the expression in English, breathing easily. Be at ease with your breathing. And then become aware of how your body experiences breathing. You're not so much watching the experience of breathing from the head, but you're in your body, present for the area of the sensations, the nerves that pick up, that nerves that sense. Being in your body, becoming aware of how the body experiences breathing. And as you feel the in-breaths and out-breaths, make sure you're equally sensitive or aware of the in-breaths as you are of the out-breaths, the inhalations as well as the exhalations. It's fine to let yourself relax with the breath. Let the breathing relax your body and mind. But stay alert enough to notice when you drift off in thought, to catch it as soon as you can, and then let go of your thinking. Relax your thinking mind and begin again with mindfulness of breathing. For the next few minutes, there's nothing you need to think about. So, to the best of your ability, disengage with your thoughts and let your energy of attention flow into your breathing. Being relaxed about whatever's going on. Whatever's happening is okay, even thinking. Being at ease. Trying to give your attention, offer your attention to the experience of breathing, one breath after the other. Thank you. continue as we are. Just continue being with your breath the best you can. But when you find yourself thinking, now, this time, don't let go of it. Let go of the breath. And just watch the thinking. Bring curiosity, investigation, bring a sense of observation of your thinking. Just watch it. But in a sense, don't be in your thinking. Be just outside of it so you can watch it, notice it, recognize it. As if you're listening to someone else having a conversation. And as you're watching your thinking, see if you can notice if there's any pull or magnetic pull, gravitational pull, pressure, tension, pulling you into the world of thinking, wanting to engage in your thinking, fueling the thinking. Any pressure, pull, is your thinking light and soft, floating through like clouds in an empty sky? Or is your thinking strong and compelling, insisting, forcing itself in like a thunderstorm breaking against your door? Or somewhere in between? Are there any emotions or moods or mental states that come together with your thinking? And if so, just watch that phenomena. Notice the connection. When you listen to someone else speaking, you might also be aware of the tone of their voice. If you listen to your inner voice, can you notice any tone to that voice? Is it gentle, harsh? Is it loud or soft, light or heavy, irritated, impatient, or content, calm? Harsh, gentle. Is it judgmental, critical? Listen to the tone of the voice, not the words, but the tone of the inner voice. And then let go of your thinking now, paying attention to it. And come back to your breathing for another couple of minutes. Shelve your thinking, put it aside as best you can. And let there be silence as you enter the world of breath again, breathing. Feel the breath as intimately as you can for a couple of minutes.